Marty, what a day for Lough Macquarie and for the community. You know, not just for the football club and the team, but for a community that just loves their football.
Look, absolutely, Francis. You know, they're an unbelievable community. You know what I mean? A rural village. You know, the way they buy in, the way they support all the players. It's just special to be part of, you know what I mean? So to be able to reward the community with the O'Neill Cup is great.
You sent a team out there to play with no fear, and you managed to get that psychology into the heads, and that's what it showed on the field.
Aye. Listen, I suppose after the semi-final, Francis, a lot of people maybe thought, oh, Lough Macquarie, 9-day turnaround, the emotional outpouring that there was after the semi-final replay, it'll be difficult to get them back down the ground. There was never a doubt of that there. In the change rooms after the game, the boys were ready to rock, you know what I mean? But I keep saying it, that's the type of men that they are, and it speaks volumes about the types of homes that they come from.
And you know, every man played his part, you know, and you have a small squad there, you know, it shows in the amount of subs that you use in every game, because, you know, these games, especially when you have a short turnaround, take a lot out of players. But Cal Donnelly at midfield, a towering presence there, and your two young under 20 men at up front, you know, you don't like picking people out, but they were outstanding, Owen and Rory.
They're fantastic footballers. It's just, you know, you talk about Cahill, like, Cahill, I'm sure at stages thought, God, am I good enough to be in a county panel? You know what I mean? Cahill has to start to believe in himself a bit more, in my opinion. And, you know, he has been the player of the championship. You know, he's been immense for us. You know what I mean? So, fair play to him. And I hope he kicks on from here.
It was a tight one. And when Lee Brennan brought Trellick back level there with 5 minutes to go, you thought, well, maybe Trellick's experience, their freshness, the legs are beginning to go in Lough Macquarie. Things maybe just were going to swing in their favour again, but that wasn't the case, and you didn't allow it to be the case.
No, listen, I would say every neutral that was here today, and maybe Lough Macquarie people too, thought that's what was going to happen, but honestly, and I know it might sound easy after the event, but there was never a doubt that these players would respond and that they would deal with what the situation that had arose at that stage, and that they would just get the ball and they'd go and win a championship, and thankfully they did.
I know this is a time for celebration and being in the moment, but it's important that Lough Macquarie don't allow these years of progression and this historic occasion to slip away, that they remain a force and establish themselves as a force in Tyrone football.
Okay, absolutely, that's it, Francis, you know what I mean? It's a hard-won championship, but I think our players will take a lot of confidence from it. You know, words are easy to say that we're good enough, but actions and achievements back that up, so, you know, it's about kicking on from here now.
Well, you'll be kicking on in a couple of weeks' time in the Ulster Club Championship, another big adventure for that Lough Macquarie has never experienced before. So Kilcoo, massive first round.
Ah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant to be talking about things like that and to be planning for things like that, Francis, to be honest with you. And, you know, listen, we'll celebrate tonight and maybe a wee bit of tomorrow, and then minds will turn very quickly to Kilcoo.